Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace. Well, your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that the switchboard is lighting up. As I speak, I want to say good morning to everyone that have come on the line this morning. We have an exciting topic today, so I hope everyone can just chime in on this topic we have today. But before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning thanking you for blessing and helping us as we gather together today on this line. We ask you for guidance, dear Heavenly Father, in the matters at hand on this show today, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to clearly show me how to conduct the work that you have called for me to do in spirit of joy and enthusiastic. Dear Heavenly Father, give us the desire to find ways to excel in our work. Help us to work together and encourage each other to excel, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that we will challenge each other today to reach higher heights and to further be the best we can be. We ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you would like to have someone tune in to the show today, the call-in number is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And let them know that Joy and Peace is on the air. Come on. Every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. So this is our topic today. We're going to get right on into it. God gives us victory over every obstacle. You know, you all have obstacles that happen in your life. You know, as we walk through life with God, He gives us victory over every obstacle. Victory in life comes through walking with God on a daily basis. Prayer and study in the Word fortified you against attack from the enemy, and allow God to pour His grace into your life as you trust in God and remain in His grace. He will give you the confidence and hope to overcome any situation. It is the Lord who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies and to give you victory. My. Today we are talking about overcoming obstacles and knowing that God provides the victory no matter what you're going through. Over in 1 John 5:3-5, you can read it at your earliest convenience. But you know, the love for God is to keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcome the world. You know, this is a victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that Jesus is the Son of God? I want to thank everyone that is steadily coming on today on the broadcast. Thank you and welcome. And if anyone would like to say something on the broadcast today, all you do is hit your one on your keypad, and I will bring you in for my switchboard on this end. And I thank you again for coming on. You know, you have to worry about, don't get tripped up. Obstacles can be something as small as a mean look or a harmful comment from someone. Or it can be destructive like an addiction. You know, all of these has a possibility of obstructing our faith. They can get our mind off of the love of Jesus and onto our problem. For there we become consumed with the obstacles and miss out on all that Christ is doing in our life. I know as you're thinking about it right now, you think about some obstacles you went through on yesterday, on this morning. But you know, you already have the victory. We have already overcome the world through the anointed word of Jesus Christ. You know, from there, Our job is to be obedient to His word, not our word, but to His word. You know, the victory has come through, not through our will, power, but our faith. Our belief in Jesus brings victory to our life. We are overcomers. We continue to walk in their victory through obedience. And you know, we can't walk around with things on our sleeve. I've learned that a long time ago. We got to move on beyond the hurt. Sure, we're being hurt, but we got to move past being hurt. Sure, it's going to be some things come up against you, and you just want to throw in the towel. But don't give up. Don't give in. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand, because God gives us victory over every obstacle in our life. You know, when someone hurt us, the Bible tells us to forgive them. I'm telling you what the Bible says, not me, but the Bible says, to forgive them and to love them. It may be hard to overcome our feelings, but when we do, we experience victory over the mental game. You know, for obstacles, it's like addiction. The path is much more difficult. It's necessary the involvement of many people who will walk with you through the process. You know, sometimes we just got to get in the game. Whatever obstacles that are keeping you from following Christ today, it's time to remove them. There are too many Christians who are sidelined from God's work because of these obstacles. Take action today in your life. Recognize the obstacles in your prayer time. Ask for forgiveness for letting them distract you. Then start on the path of obedience. You will find that over time, with practice, you will start to see progress in your heart. And if anyone like to just chime in on this, on obstacles in their life, just hit one on your keypad, because my switchboard is lit up. I'm fixing to bring someone on right now. Praise the Lord. Good morning, guests. You are now on. Welcome to Joy and Peace.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
How you doing, Sister Sadie?
I am blessed. How are you?
Good. This is Beverly.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a testimony.
All right.
And it's definitely on the same thing, the subject that we're talking about this morning. I don't care how long, and I've been saved since 85, and still sometimes my faith is not strong enough in the Lord to believe Him for things that I need. I got a letter in the mail. It was all by surprise a couple of days ago, and now, I've moved here to Pennsylvania, and it's so different from Texas that just the oil that I use for heat, it costs me sometimes $1,100 a month, because I'm from Texas where it's hot and it's very cold here. But I got a letter saying that I owed close to $1,000 for taxes, even though it's much less than what I pay in Texas, but still it was a lot to me because I don't have the money. So I was just thinking about that and thinking about it until I couldn't sleep that night, but worrying about that $1,000. And I remembered all I have to do is ask. And so yesterday morning during my prayer time, I asked the Lord in faith, believing that I spoke to that mountain, it'll go away. And I told the Lord I needed not only $1,000, but I needed $791 for a bill that I had at Home Depot. And my daughter yesterday afternoon sent me a text with two pictures on it. I'd asked her about my mail, and she sent me one with looked like a check. So I told her, I said, Felicia, look at that envelope that got a check in it, and Let me know what's in. She said, well, I got to go out to the car. So she went out and got the check and told, girl, every time I think about it, I get all excited. I had over $1,800 in that check from an insurance company.
Oh, glory.
The Lord, and she said, Mother, I don't know why you be worrying. So God always comes through for you. I said, yeah, I know, but I don't know what it is that would make me be concerned about, you know, not having enough money to pay for this and that. But the Lord always pulls me through. Over $1,800, that's enough to pay my taxes and to pay Home Depot. I forgot to tell you that last night. But I'm so excited. I'm really happy. This is a great subject, and I couldn't wait to tell you the testimony today.
Praise God. Well, I thank you, Pastor Beverly, because, you know, we are talking about obstacles, how we let little bitty things come in and destroy the faith that God has given us. It just takes a little bit of thing. It's not those big old things. It's little small things that we'll sit up, we can't sleep, we worrying all day and all
night.
We have to do is turn it over to Yahweh, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you so much for that testimony, because it may be helping someone else that may be listening in at this time, or they may call in, may be on the line, or hear the broadcast on later. And I give God the praise this morning.
Amen.
When I think about God providing the victory over every obstacle, that obstacle was before you. It was to begin to be a mountain.
Yeah.
But when you put it over to God and let Him handle that, look what the blessing that was in store for you.
Amen.
And
it came through really fast.
All right.
I said, look, the Lord knew before I even got that letter that was coming, because yesterday morning when I prayed, my daughter sent me a card. She said, Mother, I wasn't even going to go to the mailbox, but she was on a lunch, and she said, I just decided to turn around and go back and check my mail, and that was in the mailbox. So, I mean, you know, I was just thanking the Lord all yesterday. I said, Lord, help me with my unbelief. Because God, He always, always brings us out.
Yes, and He will.
She sent me a text, and she said, Mother, the Lord always answers your prayers right away. So stop stressing and stop worrying. I said, hey, I turned it over to the Lord yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that'll keep you from sleeping, you need to turn it over to the Lord, like, right away.
That's right.
I mean, I couldn't sleep because I was just stressing over that money. I don't know what made me, you know, well, I guess because I did not have any money to pay for that bill. And each month it goes up. Like, I think it went up like $40. It was a lot. So I'm going, well, thank you. I've just been thanking the Lord because He's so good to us.
Yes, He is.
Even when we're full of unbelief, God is still there. He's still loving us.
Yes, He is.
I'm excited. I can't help it.
As you were saying that, Pastor Beverly, I had here on my little paper I wrote down, have you ever been challenged by a situation that seemed insurmountable? That was a situation you didn't even know how you was going to come out of it.
That's exactly right.
I had this on my little paper over here. You know, have you ever had to face an obstacle that made you want to throw in the towel and quit? Somebody on the line may be going through that right now.
Exactly.
And one of our favorite stories of victory over a perceived insurmountable obstacle, I'm going to give you some examples. David versus Goliath. You know, Goliath was the obstacle that was standing in the way of Israel's victory. Uh-huh. He did not let, you know, his challenge one time and then leave. Here for 40 days, every morning and every evening, he challenged the men of Israel. He intimidated them with such fear that they would hide when they heard his challenge. How many times did any women of God do that? You know, here was that giant. He wants you to surrender before even trying. Here, the enemy wanted you to give up, Pastor Beverly. But he didn't know you. He was ready to throw in the towel and quit. But then your daughter had to remind you, you know how good God is to you. You know what God is doing.
Yeah,
and you know,
exactly.
You know, we got to keep making, we like to keep making excuses that hinder our future progress. We got to stop that. And we save, sanctify, fill with the burning fire, with the Holy Ghost. You know the routine they go through. But where is our faith?
Yeah.
Is our
we still
faith
go
like
through.
You know.
Yeah.
You
got to remember, God is greater.
That's right. That's right. And when I thought about that, the giants we have in our life today, you know, the giants want to focus on our past, our water, our present, and to fortify our future. We got to let him know he's not going to come here and do nothing. When he start coming, we're going to catch him back to the pits of hell from whence he comes. When we start having that little thing, because I know with me, a couple of days, I was going through some things, like they say, battlefield of the mind. I said, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No. This is for God. This ain't for me. What I'm doing.
Yeah,
and, you
exactly.
know, we had to think about, you know, David's story of victory over Goliath. And here it was exposing 8 key things that would help you gain victory over your obstacles. And one of them is perceive your situation differently. Here when David saw the plight of the Israelite army, he saw potential victory. When everyone was, David perceived it was an opportunity for victory. We don't have
That's
to hide.
Right.
If we don't give it to God, go on. You know, when you perceive your situation differently, you see victory when others see defeat. You see possibility when others see impossibility. It's possible that others cannot see. And that was brought to my attention just the other night, the 3 or 4 P's. And I had that in my program for today on potential, perceive, possibility, plan. You know, and when that clicked in my head the other night, when I heard about the 4 P's, I said, okay, God, I thank you. You working with this mind. You working with this head, dear Heavenly Father. Because I had to realize it wasn't about Sadie. It's all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It wasn't about what you think you are, what you think you're going to be, but who are you serving? You're serving a true and a living God. You know,
That's
purpose.
Right.
That was XP, purpose. You know, we got to participate in purpose.
Exactly.
David was willing to confront a giant that was twice size. He confronted Goliath with the attitude of victory. He did not want to get permission from others. He simply participated in his purpose. You know, if you're willing to get permission from others to participate in your purpose, you are denying what God desired to do in and through your life. It had to be
That's
somebody
right.
tell me about purpose. Permission, perceive, potential, possibility, you know, the peace. I had, you know, I said, oh, wait a minute, Sadie, get to yourself, you know. If you're waiting to get permission from others to participate in your purpose, you are denying what God desired
the power,
to do.
That's right.
Through your life. It is not until you participate your purpose that victory is conceivable. Are you willing to participate in your purpose even when the odds are stacked against you or when you make excuses to why you can't do it? That's the same thing. thinking about your testimony you were just sharing with all of us on the line today. You have to realize, you know, you felt your odds were stacked against you.
Mm-hmm.
You were making it. And your daughter had to come right back all the way from Texas to tell you in Pennsylvania. Now, mother, you know what God can do. And, you know,
exactly.
Here's another P is proceed. We got to proceed with authentic confidence. You know, David knew that if God had previously delivered him from a lion and a bear, he had power to deliver him from Goliath. No matter how big that mountain is, we know God is in charge. We got to have that faith. I don't care how tall that mountain is. I'm finna climb it, or I'm going around it. But we're going to conquer this mountain in our life. You know,
exactly.
He waited, you know, in authentic confidence that relied on what God could do through him, and in not a self-confidence that relied on his strength. Anytime anybody that's online would like to tune in to what we are talking about, feel free to hit 1 on your keypad, and I would gladly bring you in. I was expecting another caller. They told me they were coming on, but I don't see them on my switchboard, but praise be to God. Hope they can listen to it later.
Amen.
You know, here's another P for those listening online and on the phone. Perform in battle with your tools. Here, David refused to use the armor of Saul to fly Goliath because they were unfamiliar to him. You know, sometimes we be in situation and different things that's unfamiliar. We in a territory that we are not used to. You know, you got to go
mm-hmm.
to God on it. Instead,
exactly.
He used the tools he was familiar with. No fight against the giant. You know, in the eyes of those around us, his tools look insufficient to challenge a champion giant. Here, as you read the scripture, you say, now how he going to do that with a slingshot? When the supernatural
yep.
comes in. This is when the supernatural come in, where God know what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. You
yep,
know,
exactly.
What tools did God give you to use in your battle today? See, he gave you prayer, Pastor Devlin.
Yeah.
You had to pull out some armor. You had to get that.
You got that right.
You had to go in and fight for what you want. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Ask and it shall be given.
All right.
So
seek and ye shall find. Knock and the
it
door
shall be
open
unto
you.
Amen.
Glory. Mm.
So
you know,
and I ask in faith. I just told the Lord what I needed.
Uh-huh.
And bam, there it was.
There it was, right on time. Right on time.
I'm telling you. And
Ooh.
My daughter, I called my daughter, told her to go to the mailbox to check for my mail, and she sent me a picture of it. That was at 1800. Now, you know, the Lord knows. And I didn't even tell him the amount, plus that had to have been in the mail before I even asked.
All right. He said before you even asked, he already know what we need.
He already knows.
Facts. He
what
already
a great
knows.
God we serve.
You know, here, David did not challenge Goliath with negative and fearful talk. So you couldn't go to God with negative thoughts and fearful.
Oh,
you had to go to God. Right, God, here's my, you already know what I'm going through. You already know my heart. You know what obstacles is in my way. Just like for me over here, I have obstacles that's been in my way, but I said, God, I'm stepping over these obstacles. I'm not fit to let these things and these people keep me back from what God had for me to do.
Exactly.
Even in the word of God, I was reading by Gideon, raised a mighty army and soon felt uncomfortable. The Israelite was successful. However, God didn't want any doubt about who would be providing the victory. So he instructed Gideon to send 70% of his men home.
Exactly
then
right.
Then cut the number down to 300.
Uh-huh.
And when Gideon defeated the army, the Israelite clearly understood it was God who had provided the victory.
The victory, amen.
God. He provided the victory.
You That's know, exactly often, right.
Uh-huh. Often it is not until you have exhumed your own means that God provides the victory in your life. Here you have exhumed all means, Pastor Deborah, I mean Beverly. And here you had exhumed everything. You went down in prayer and said, God, you already know the situation. You know what obstacles are in my way today.
Exactly.
And I'm asking to move them. Oh, my.
And he did it quickly.
And he did. Ooh, you know, that's a good testimony. You know, like the Israelites want you to trust in the power of his grace for victory, not your own strength. Doing so requires faith on your part and a willingness to follow everything
he
commanded you to do. You will have to trust in a power greater than your own and believe in the love and protection of Christ. Here you was believing on God. You didn't know how it was going to be done. God had even revealed to you. That was a mystery. You had not been revealed that you had a check sitting in the mailbox. No. But what he did, he said, Beverly, call your daughter and tell her to check the mail. See how he put that nugget in your head and in your heart and in your heart. And here she
everything worked together.
She wasn't even
that's right.
But God touched her heart way here in Texas from Pennsylvania. Go check the mailbox.
And she turned around.
Here you had more than enough to take care of them two bills. More than enough.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And I'll have a little left to pay another bill.
There you go. You see what kind of God we serve? We serve
an
awesome,
I'm telling you.
An on-time God, an all-knowing God. Oh, my,
That's right.
You know, coming up to the close, because I only did it for 30 minutes today, I thought I was going to have a guest come on, another guest, but I didn't see him come on, so we're going to go on. You know,
Amen.
Victory in life comes through walking with God on a daily basis. Prayer and study in the Word fortify you against attack from the enemy of God. Pour his grace unto your life. And as you trust in God and remain in his grace, he will give you the confidence and keep and hope to overcome any situation in your life.
Amen.
So today our topic was, God gives us victory over every obstacle. And on my closing for today, put your faith in action. David put feet to his faith. You put your knees to your faith.
Instead Amen.
Of running in the opposite direction from the obstacle, you ran toward Jesus. He did not
Amen.
Just take a good game about how he was going to defeat Goliath. His faith showed through his action. You know, it's time to shut your mouth and put your faith in action.
Amen.
It's time to stop taking alibis or what or things that you dream of doing and developing a plan and execution it. Victory comes when you take your eyes off of your obstacles, fix them on God's vision for you, and move in faith. What area of life do you need to put your faith in action today?
Amen.
Well, I give God praise and the glory today for this broadcast. God gives us victory over every obstacle in our life. And I say thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Beverly, for coming on and giving
Amen.
That testimony. Because someone on that line needed to hear that testimony.
Amen.
Because a lot of time we go to assuming. But when we turn it over to Jesus, he
yes.
will work it out. Because I
yes,
was doing,
he will.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking of some little minor things, trying to cut corners through an obstacle. Even I share this testimony. One bill I was paying, I overpaid to pay the bill out, but I didn't anticipate on paying that particular bill. I paid a little bit more for the bill because I know financially I knew in my fine like mind I didn't have that money in the bank. So all this morning before I come on the broadcast, I was calling the banks to get that particular amount stopped or put a stop payment on it. And I said, God, you know what I have and what I don't. I'm trusting you for more. But until I could get this, let me clear this matter up, because this was something that I did by mistake. And so the lady told me what I had to do. She's going to take it off, call her back Friday, you know, to make sure everything going on. But I'm sure if I'd have kept sitting here pondering that, I'd refuse to let that get in my way. I said, oh, no. I'm sitting here waiting on how some things going to be taken care of. Some important things I need for May. Okay, God, you send the finances in. I'm turning it over to you. And I'm going for me to do, because I don't know what way he going to do it.
Exactly.
But I know it's going to be done.
Amen.
So
I'm
giving
well
him
done.
A big the praise already for what he's about to do.
Amen.
And I want to thank you so much for coming on the air today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
It blessed me, and I know it blessed some other people that's gone off now, but I know it blessed them, and hopefully they blessed those that may be listening in today that did not even come on to talk. But I'm hoping it was something said today that draws somebody else closer to Christ.
Amen.
And before we, you know, I always say if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you and thank you for coming on the Blog Talk Show of Joy and Peace. I know you could have went to a whole lot of shows or events, Blog Talk, but I thank you for coming on, sharing with me today, taking out from your busy schedule to sit and hear what God had given to me. And until next time, Pastor Beverly, would you like to close us off in prayer?
Yes.
Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for this, our time we had to share today. Thank you for those that was on the line and heard the word. Thank you for those that got encouraged, Lord Jesus, to trust you and your word more. I pray, Lord God, that when we all go through obstacles and have problems that seem to be bigger than life itself, we know that we have a God that's with us and that he's more than the whole world against us. So I pray, Lord Jesus, that as we leave this line, Holy Spirit, you will not leave us. We won't leave you. So we thank you for, we are overcomers by the word, the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives even unto death. I thank you, Lord, that the testimonies and the praises that was given to you today bless somebody. So we thank you and we give you glory. Continue to bless Sister Sadie. She's such a blessing to everybody and a joy to be around. So I thank you for her being in my life. Continue to bless her and Frederick, her son, and Lord, we lift your name up on high, for you are worthy of all the praise. And we thank you and give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. I'm fixing to go to the building, Pastor Dale, but I'm going to call you from the car because I have something to tell you.
Okay.
All right, so I'll call you back in about 5 minutes.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
I love you.
Bye. Okay. Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.